And now we begin the Madhya Lila, or Middle Pastimes, of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We start with Chapter 1, The Later Pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even a person with no knowledge can immediately acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am praying to the Lord for His causeless mercy upon me. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaud to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. May Gopinathji, who attracts all the gopis with the song of his flute, and who has begun the most melodious ras dance on the bank of the Yamuna in Vamshivat, be merciful upon us. All glories unto Sri Gauda Hari, who has an ocean of mercy. All glories unto you, the son of Shachi Devi, for you are the only friend of all fallen souls. All glories unto Lord Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu, and all glories unto the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. I have previously described in synopsis the Adi Lila, or initial pastimes, which have already been fully described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. I have therefore given only a synopsis of those incidents, and whatever specifics were to be related have already been given in that synopsis. To describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not possible, but I now wish to relate the chief incidents and give a synopsis of those pastimes occurring at the end. I shall describe only in synopsis that portion which Vrindavan Das Thakur has described very elaborately in his book Chaitanya Mangal. Whatever incidents are outstanding, however, I shall later elaborate. Actually, the authorized compiler of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Das Vrindavan, the incarnation of Vyasadeva. Only upon his orders am I trying to chew the remnants of food that he has left. Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe in summary the Lord's final pastimes. You have delivered the two brothers, Jagai and Madai, but to deliver them you did not have to exert yourself very much. The brothers, Jagai and Madai, belong to the Brahmin caste, and their residence was in the holy place of Navadvip. They never served low-class persons, nor were they instruments to abominable activities. Jagai and Madai had but one fault. They were addicted to sinful activity. However, volumes of sinful activity can be burned to ashes simply by a dim reflection of the chanting of your holy name. Jagai and Madai uttered your holy name by way of blaspheming you. Fortunately, that holy name has become the cause of their deliverance. We too are millions and millions of times inferior to Jagai and Madai. We are more degraded, fallen, and sinful than they are. Actually, we belong to the caste of meat-eaters because we are servants of meat-eaters. Indeed, our activities are exactly like those of the meat-eaters. Because we always associate with such people, we are inimical towards the cows and Brahmins. The two brothers, Sakara Malik and Dabir Khas, very humbly submitted that due to their abominable activities, they were now bound by the neck and hands and had been thrown into a ditch filled with abominable, stool-like objects of material sense enjoyment. Rupa Goswami continued, "No one within the three worlds is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. You are the only savior of the fallen souls. Therefore, there is no one but you. If you simply deliver us by your transcendental strength, then certainly your name will be known as the savior of the fallen souls. Let us speak one word that is very true. Plainly, hear us, O merciful one. There is no other object of mercy within the three worlds but us. We are the most fallen. Therefore, by showing us your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. Let us submit one piece of information before you, dear Lord. It is not at all false, but is full of meaning. It is this: if you are not merciful upon us, then it will be very, very difficult to find more suitable candidates for your mercy. We are very depressed at being unfit candidates for your mercy. Yet, since we have heard of your transcendental qualities, we are very much attracted to you. Indeed, we are like a dwarf who wants to capture the moon. Although we are completely unfit, a desire to receive your mercy is awakening within our minds. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. Oh, when shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master?" After hearing the prayer of Dabir Khas and Sakara Malik, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Dabir Khas, you two brothers are my old servants. My dear Sakara Malik, from this day, your names will be changed to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan. Now please abandon your humility, for my heart is breaking to see you so humble. You have written several letters showing your humility. I can understand your behavior from those letters. By your letters, I could understand your heart. Therefore, in order to teach you, I sent you one verse, which reads as follows. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs. But within her heart, she is always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. I really had no business in coming to Bengal, but I have come just to see you two brothers. Everyone is asking why I have come to this village of Ramakeli. No one knows my intentions. It is very good that you two brothers have come to see me. Now you can go home. Do not fear anything. Birth after birth, you have been my eternal servants. I am sure that Krishna will deliver you very soon." The Lord then placed his two hands on the heads of both of them, and in return, they immediately placed the lotus feet of the Lord on their heads. After this, the Lord embraced both of them and requested all of the devotees present to be merciful upon them and deliver them. When all of the devotees saw the mercy of the Lord upon the two brothers, they were very gladdened, and they began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. All the Vaishnava associates of the Lord were present, including Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, Jagadananda, Murari, and Vakrishvara. In accordance with the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, immediately touched the lotus feet of these Vaishnavas, who all became very happy and congratulated the two brothers for having received the mercy of the Lord. After begging the permission of all the Vaishnavas present, the two brothers, at the time of their departure, humbly submitted something at the lotus feet of the Lord. One of them said, "Dear Lord, although the King of Bengal, Nawab Hussein Shah, is very respectful toward you, you have no other business here. Kindly depart from this place. Although the King is respectful toward you, he still belongs to the Yavan or meat-eater class and should not be believed. We think that there is no need for such a great crowd to accompany you on your pilgrimage to Vrindavan. Dear Lord, you are going to Vrindavan with hundreds and thousands of people following you, and this is not a fitting way to go on a pilgrimage." Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, the Supreme Lord, and was therefore not at all fearful, he still acted like a human being to teach neophytes how to act. Having spoken thus, the two brothers offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord and returned to their homes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then desired to leave that village. In the morning, the Lord left and went to a place known as Kanai Natashala. While there, he saw many pastimes of Lord Krishna. That night, the Lord considered Sanatan Goswami's proposal that he should not go to Vrindavan followed by so many people. The Lord thought, "If I go to Mathura with such crowds behind me, it would not be a very happy situation, for the atmosphere would be disturbed." The Lord concluded that he would go alone to Vrindavan, or at most would take only one person as his companion. In that way, going to Vrindavan would be very pleasant. Thinking like this, the Lord took his morning bath in the Ganges and started for Neelachal, saying, "I shall go there." Walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Shantipur and remained at the house of Advaitacharya for 5 to 7 days. Taking this opportunity, Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu sent for Mother Shachi Devi, and she remained at his house for 7 days to prepare the meals for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taking permission from his mother, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for Jagannath Puri. When the devotees followed him, he humbly begged them to remain and bade them all farewell. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although requesting all the devotees to go to people to follow him, he requested all the devotees to come to Jagannath Puri and meet him during the car festival. Two persons named Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Damodar Pandit accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri or Neelachal. After remaining at Jagannath Puri for a few days, the Lord secretly started for Vrindavan at night. He did this without anyone's knowledge. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri for Vrindavan, only Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. Thus he traveled on the path through Jarakanda and arrived in Benares with great delight. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Benares only 4 days and then left for Vrindavan. After seeing the town of Mathura, he visited the 12 forests. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all 12 places of Sri Krishna's pastimes, he became very agitated because of ecstasy. Balabhadra Bhattacharya, somehow or other, got him out of Mathura. After leaving Mathura, the Lord began to walk along a path on the bank of the Ganges, and finally he reached the holy place named Prayag or Allahabad. It was there that Srila Rupa Goswami came and met the Lord. At Prayag, Rupa Goswami fell down on the ground to offer obeisances to the Lord, and the Lord embraced him with great delight. After instructing Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag at the Dashashramedha Ghat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan. The Lord then returned to Varanasi. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami met him there. The Lord remained there for 2 months and instructed Sanatan Goswami perfectly. After fully instructing Sanatan Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Mathura with empowered devotional service. In Benares, he also bestowed his mercy upon the Mayavadi sannyasis. He then returned to Neelachal or Jagannath Puri. The Lord traveled all over India for 6 years. He was sometimes here and sometimes there, performing his transcendental pastimes, and sometimes he remained at Jagannath Puri. While at Jagannath Puri, the Lord passed his time in great joy by performing Sankirtan and visiting the temple of Jagannath in great ecstasy. Thus I have given a synopsis of the Madhya Lila, the middle pastimes of the Lord. Now, O devotees, kindly hear the synopsis of the final pastimes of the Lord, known as Antya Lila. When the Lord returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, he remained there and did not go anywhere else for 18 years. During those 18 years, all the devotees of Bengal used to visit him at Jagannath Puri every year. They would remain there for 4 continuous months and enjoy the company of the Lord. At Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed chanting and dancing unceasingly. Thus he enjoyed the pastime of Sankirtan. He manifested his causeless mercy, pure love of God, to everyone, including the lowest man. Residing with the Lord at Jagannath Puri were Pandit Goswami and other devotees such as Vakrishvar, Damodar, Sankar and Haridas Thakur. Jagadananda, Bhagavan, Govinda, Kashishvar, Paramananda Puri and Svarup Damodar were other devotees who also lived with the Lord. Srila Ramananda Rai and other devotees who were residents of Jagannath Puri also remained permanently with the Lord. Other devotees of the Lord, headed by Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Srivas, Vidyanidhi, Vasudev and Murari, used to visit Jagannath Puri and remain with the Lord for 4 continuous months. The Lord enjoyed various pastimes in their company. At Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur passed away. The incident was very wonderful because the Lord himself performed the festival of Thakur Haridas's departure. At Jagannath Puri, Srila Rupa Goswami met the Lord again, and the Lord invested his heart with all transcendental power. After this, the Lord punished the junior Haridas, and Damodar Pandit gave some warning to the Lord. Thereafter, Sanatan Goswami met the Lord again, and the Lord tested him in scorching heat during the month of Jayashta. Being pleased, the Lord sent Sanatan Goswami back to Vrindavan. After that, he was fed wonderfully by the hands of Sri Advaitacharya. After sending Sanatan Goswami back to Vrindavan, the Lord privately consulted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He then sent him to Bengal to preach love of Godhead. Soon afterward, Vallabha Bhatt met the Lord at Jagannath Puri, and the Lord explained to him the import of the holy name of Krishna. After explaining the transcendental qualities of Ramananda Roy, the Lord sent Pradyumna Mishra to the residence of Ramananda Roy, and Pradyumna Mishra learned Krishna Katha, or knowledge about Krishna, from him. After this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Gopinath Patanayak, the younger brother of Ramananda Roy, from being condemned to death by the king. Ramachandra Puri criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating. Therefore, the Lord reduced his eating to a minimum. However, when all the Vaishnavas became very sorry, the Lord increased his portion to half as much as usual. There are 14 planetary systems within the universe, and all living entities reside in those planetary systems. Dressing like human beings on pilgrimage, they all used to come to Jagannath Puri to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, all the devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur, were chanting the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not liking the chanting of his transcendental qualities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised them as if he were angry. "What kind of chanting is this?" he asked. "Are you leaving aside the chanting of the holy name of the Lord?" Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised all the devotees, telling them not to show impudence and spoil the entire world by becoming independent. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was apparently in an angry mood and chastising his devotees, many thousands of people outside loudly cried in a tumultuous voice, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!" All the people began to call very loudly, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the son of Maharaj Nanda! Now you have appeared to deliver the whole world! O Lord, we are very unhappy. We have come a long distance to see you. Please be merciful and show us your favor." When the Lord heard the humble petition made by the people, his heart softened. Being very merciful, he immediately came out and gave audience to all of them. Raising his arms, the Lord asked everyone to chant loudly the vibration of the holy name of Lord Hari. There immediately arose a great stir, and the vibration of Hari filled all directions. Seeing the Lord, everyone became joyful out of love. Everyone accepted the Lord as the Supreme, and thus they offered their prayers. While the people were offering their prayers unto the Lord, Srinivas Acharya sarcastically said to the Lord, "At home, you wanted to be covered. Why have you exposed yourself outside?" Srinivas Acharya continued, "Who has taught these people? What are they saying? Now you can cover their mouths with your own hand. It is as if the sun, after rising, wanted to hide itself. We cannot understand such characteristics in your behavior." The Lord replied, "My dear Srinivas, please stop joking. You have all combined together to humiliate me in this way." Thus speaking, the Lord entered his room after glancing auspiciously upon the people out of charity. In this way, the desires of the people were completely fulfilled. At this time, Raghunath Das approached Sri Nityananda Prabhu and, according to his order, prepared a feast and distributed prasad composed of chipped rice and curd. Later, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami left home and took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. At that time, the Lord received him and placed him under the care of Swarup Damodar for spiritual enlightenment. Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped Ramananda Bhadati's habit of wearing deerskin. The Lord thus enjoyed his pastimes continuously for 6 years, experiencing varieties of transcendental bliss. I have thus given the codes of the Madhya Lila. Now please hear the pastimes the Lord performed during the last 12 years. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 1 of the Madhya Lila, the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.